This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up. On This Week in Agribusiness, we share a visit from Commodity Classic with Clint Schaefer, Director of Product Marketing for Platform and Distribution with the Climate Corporation. Visiting with Clint, we discussed how Climate Field View can help farmers save time and maximize profitability during the upcoming planting season.
We have the ability to allow farmers to create a science-based prescription in under 6 minutes. Having that time saving is critical when planting is in progress. You may pull into a field because of wet conditions and you have a different hybrid that's in that planter and you need to make those quick changes. Our farmers that used our advanced seeding prescription actually seen a gain of 5 bushel per acre at the end of the season. So all of those bushels add up, and these are the times when the farmers want those bushels. And those 5 bushels on our advanced seeding really starts affecting that bottom dollar.
See the entire interview by watching This Week in Agribusiness and learn more at climate.com. That mishap in Arizona last month, where a self-driving vehicle ran over and killed a woman, has not slowed at all the work on those cars. Michigan's 500-acre Center for Autonomous Vehicle Research is officially open and will partner with technology giant Microsoft. The governor of Michigan was on hand for the grand opening yesterday of the American Center for Mobility at Ypsilanti. That site is one of 10 designated by the Department of Transportation as proving grounds for an automated vehicle pilot program. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's an interesting story from Kansas in light of the trade dispute that we have going on now with China. A native of China who had been living at Manhattan, Kansas, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for conspiring to steal proprietary rice seeds developed in the United States and take them to China. The 51-year-old man, who was a rice breeder for a company at Junction City, Kansas, was convicted more than a year ago. He's just been sentenced. His work involved developing genetically engineered rice for therapeutic and medical fields. The prosecutor said he stored hundreds of seeds from the company at his home, then arranged to put them in the luggage of visitors as they prepared to return to China. In Iowa, a bill has been working its way through the state legislature to target so-called sanctuary cities by withholding money from local governments that don't comply with the federal immigration laws. This comes as President Trump ramps up calls for more stringent immigration enforcement. The critics of that bill in Iowa say it would essentially allow racial profiling. Republican lawmakers maintain that the measure is all about public safety. If you've watched some of those Mecum auctions on television, no doubt you too have reacted by saying, "Oh, I wish I had that old car back," like one of those now very valuable treasures. Then there are the Mecum Gone Farming Antique Tractor auctions. There's one tomorrow and Saturday at Bettendorf, Iowa. I'll be there at the fairgrounds tomorrow as we record the broadcast for playback on RFD TV. No, Mrs. Armstrong made me leave the checkbook at home. She said that tractor stuff can be a sickness. So I guess I'll just have to lust after some of those magnificent old machines as they parade by the auction block there at Bettendorf. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.